shot parted a support, causing it to buckle in moments. The tortured metal twisted and gave way. Several tons of plasboard and ferrocrete fell on the beast. Not enough to knock the creature from his feet, but distracting, giving me time to break to the right, heading for an external door I had seen as I entered. Once outside, I turned and headed back to the main harbor front, where I had first encountered the beast, granting me a clear view to the Thunderhawk's attack run. Missiles streamed from its wings, and heavy bolters let out a fusillade of fire. The nose-mounted las cannon sent stabs of white into the building, and the fuselage battle cannon opened fire. The missile hit a second before the shells, detonating only after penetrating the warehouse wall and throwing up a plume of shattered bricks and plasteel. The battle cannon shell ripped into the interior, fire and smoke belching from the hole as it exploded within. The Thunderhawk circled and continued to rain down vengeance with las cannon and shell. It turned broken brick to gravel, glass to glittering splinters, and metal stanchions into molten droplets. The power inlet erupted into a plume of burning gas, sending a cloud of masonry shards into the sky. Small pieces of ferrocrete fell on my armor like rain and on the roadway around me. After continued punishment, the warehouse collapsed, the last vestiges of its wall and roof reduced to several tons of rubble. The pilot affirmed that the target was destroyed.
Return to the battle, brother.
I was sure that even if Gazkul had survived, the orc would be heavily injured and easy to finish off. A mistake. A moment of overconfidence I have regretted ever since. I could still hear the ping of the personal transponder deep beneath the smoking remnants, its coordinates appearing in my visual display. Something shifted in the rubble. It might have been simply debris settling, but I was going to leave nothing to chance. I approached the ruin, plasma pistol at the ready.